stiff arm. Gore cuts it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40. Couple of tight ends. Receiver right and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30. To the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown.
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shoulder square. Watch out. He's got to get away from the clock speed. Touchdown.
Welcome in to Grinding the Edge, episode number 81 here on South Harmon. I'm your host, Koopa, and you can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa and everywhere else at KoopaTroopa8. If you have not gone and checked out the warp tool, you need to go and do that. I'm going to be referencing some warp data here this week, and you can go and find it on the South Harmon website at southharmonff.com. It's only $6.90 a month, so that way you can get in and figure out how your leagues are actually performing this season, what players are important, and most importantly, what you need in order to win in your league with your league scoring settings. So you want to go to southharmonff.com in order to check that out. Before I get into today's episode topic, I also want to talk about another site. This site I am 100% unaffiliated with. I have literally no connection to the site other than I am in a league mate with this person and he's given me a free premium account to it because I've been helping him essentially beta test his site. The site is called Dynasty Helper, and honestly, the most important feature to me personally and what I've been able to use is in the league manager portion of the site. Notably, in the league manager portion, you can put in something that I have been using personally and something that's a little bit confusing to get, but once you have it, it allows this site to control all of your leagues and look at all the data in one place. What I mean by this is you can view every single trade offer that you have out or that has been sent to you. You can manage them, you can accept, decline, counter, etc. You can use it to build trades in order to send to your league mates if you don't like using Sleeper's app for that. And it's something that you can use to set your lineup. He even has some auto set your lineup buttons, so you just have to go down the list and spam them away, and there you go. You know your lineup is set by projections, you aren't missing somebody that is potentially out this week. That is in one of your lineups. Where this has had the biggest impact for me personally is that I have been using it to pull all of these spam trade offers when the games start on Sunday. It makes it really easy to go through and do that. Also, Sunday morning, maybe make sure that I don't have any trades that were sent to me, any counters that I left out. I've found myself even checking it more often than that, usually about once every other day, just to make sure, hey, were there any trade offers that I just forgot to reply to? Maybe I saw the trade come in at work. I was like, oh man, that's one that I'm going to need to counter. And then I just totally forgot about it. When you're in as many leagues as I am, that is bound to happen. And so having a simple, clean interface in order to be able to do that, it's a great place to be. In addition to that, you've also got your waiver wire, and then it allows you a nice little spot where you can look at the matchups. So on Sunday, when you're sitting there at your computer and you just want to see all your matchups, how you're doing in Sleeper, well, on your desktop computer, you can just pull this up on a tab. I'm somebody, I run three monitors. So what can I do? I can put this up on one of my monitors, and that way I can see how all of my teams are doing on Sunday as the games are going. It's really, really nice for essentially giving you the Sleeper desktop functionality, especially for best ball leagues, that has been sorely missed. And so instead of having to run an Android emulator, which is still something that I do, it's a place where you can utilize this tool in order to be able to manage all of your leagues and be able to control them all just like you were using the app, just in a slightly different interface. So if you want to check it out, and remember, I'm totally unaffiliated with him. I'm not getting any kickbacks or bonuses for doing this. I'm just shouting out a cool tool that I saw that I think you should know about. And it is DynastyHelper.com. If you listened to Scott Connor's Destination Dynasty episode a couple weeks ago where he talked about Roster Dash for MFL, don't worry, I'm bugging this developer to get in some kind of equivalent thing for that auto trade spammer thing on this site as well. Once that is in, that will be for sure a huge game changer in the number of trades that you'd be able to send out to all of your league mates. So with that, let's get into this episode's main topic. What I want to talk about today is what it is looking like in 2025 compared to previous seasons, and if there's anything that we can do to potentially make sure that we have the right players on our teams as we get further along in this season. So looking at the trend of warp for the 2025 season, comparing it to previous seasons, the first thing that I notice is that in leagues where normally you would see the running back line be relatively close to the wide receiver line like it was last year, or the wide receiver line was above in 2023, they were in line in 2022, 2021 slight wide receiver lean, 2020 slight wide receiver lean, 2025 heavy running back lean, especially at the top end. Your top end running backs, those are the guys that are carrying your teams right now. The wide receivers are not having as much of a difference. I've noticed that as well, just in my own leagues. It's kind of been hard to have these like top-end wide receiver performances that have just absolutely carried your team week after week. We aren't really having those kinds of things this season. We're seeing it a little bit flatter at the wide receiver position, and we aren't seeing as much of a difference in those top-end wide receivers compared to that mid-range, the guys who end up becoming your replacement players. So what does that mean? That means that we want to be investing a little bit more in these younger running backs who can still put up a bunch of points. Like those Bijan Robinsons, those Devon Achans, the Jahmyr Gibbs, like those guys, they're the ones that are carrying your teams. And if you're able to snag one of those guys right now, and you're maybe able to get a little bit of a discount over trying to go and pick out the right Puka Nacua or Jaxon Smith-Njigba or somebody like that, then you know that you're going to be getting the points on your team, at least based on essentially this first half of the season. So that's the first major trend. The second major trend is that the tight end position has a lot more high-end depth than we have seen in a few of the past recent seasons. So like if you look at tight ends 1 through 6, in terms of if you look at the 2025 warp right now, tight ends 1 through 6 are all pretty in line with each other. Whereas if you look at 2024's data, 2023 is kind of more similar to 2025, but 2022's data, 2021's data, you see a huge difference between the top end, like the extreme top end of tight ends, versus the guys behind. What we're seeing is that a lot more tight ends, they're in the range where, hey, you can have this guy and you can call him essentially an elite level tight end. So knowing that, it means that you're able to go in and you don't need to have one or two guys. Like in past seasons, like it, we talked about how in 2024, it was basically George Kittle, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride. That was it. Those were your three. And if you look at the warp for 2024, you will see those three right up there at the top. However, in 2025, it's not just those three. You've got a lot more names in there that you can go and target. And so as a result, you're going to be able to shoot the right offers out to the other managers. And it's more likely that one of those guys is sitting there on a team that's not as competitive. If you're somebody that needs a good tight end on your team, you can go out and get one. And get somebody who's in that difference-making tier. That's very important for those tight end premium leagues where you know that having a bad tight end is going to be losing you a lot of points. You want to make sure you have those options, but you don't need to pay the iron price or those guys aren't locked away from you entirely. You have the ability to get some of the guys that you potentially want on your team. The next thing is that the number of players separating themselves so far this season is significantly lower than in previous seasons. In previous seasons, I like to use the grid boxes that the tool kind of puts in for you automatically and use those to determine, hey, this is where the clear delineators are. These are the clear players that are separating themselves from everyone else. This year, there's really only three guys that are a clear separation, and then everyone else, it starts to get into what looks like a closer, flatter thing even at the top end. Who are those three guys? First one is Jonathan Taylor, the second one is Christian McCaffrey, and the third one is Patrick Mahomes. If you thought back the last season, Patrick Mahomes, basically mediocre quarterback the whole time. Like, you had Patrick Mahomes, you started him in hopes that he would be the quarterback you wanted, and by the time you got to the end of the season, you were like, I'm just benching this guy. I'm just going to start, you know, like some normal guy like Jared Goff in his place or something like that. Well, Patrick Mahomes is back with a vengeance this year. Not only is he back with a vengeance, he just got Rashee Rice back too. So Patrick Mahomes, now all of a sudden, value right back up. He's top tier quarterback. He's doing the things that we know he is able to do that he's done in the past. So those are your three true difference makers. And then after that, yeah, you're into the point of, okay, other positions, you still have a clear difference in like the top 12 at each position, more or less, compared to the rest. However, the ones that are a step above, that if you're a competitor, you can't even think about trading away, and that if you see these guys on a rebuilder, you might want to just go pay whatever price is necessary in order to get. Those three are Patrick Mahomes, Jonathan Taylor, and Christian McCaffrey. The last thing is that we're seeing a slight downturn in fantasy scoring across all positions. This is mostly having to do with the decreased number of yards the offense needs to make in order to get to a touchdown or field goal range. And so as a result, those players who are getting PPR points, those are becoming a higher percentage of their PPR points. This isn't something that you can necessarily directly see from looking at the AWARP charts. However, if you look at the names, you'll notice the guys that catch a lot of passes are going to be a little bit higher up than they were in previous years. So keep in mind that this is a new trend at the NFL. They have fewer yards to travel, and so thus those players that you get points based on the touches, those touches are going to be a higher percentage of the total points provided to all positions. So those guys that maybe get a little bit more touch and short distance stuff, they're going to have a better impact, and they're going to be closer to either that median, replacement level, whatever it is that is their tier, than they were in previous seasons. It might not be much, but when you consider every single kickoff more or less being 5 yards closer to the opponent's end zone, it means that over the course of a game, when you have like 8-10 kickoffs, that means that you've got 40 to 50 less yards over the course of that game. That's a reduction of 5 points if that was just raw rushing receiving yards. But that's also another 2 points out of the quarterback if they were the ones that would throw for all 50 of those yards. So just keep in mind that those numbers, they are affecting you. And it is something that you need to keep track of just, hey, those PPR style guys, they are a little bit stronger this year. So on to the other two side topics that we're seeing every single week. The first one is the spam trades. I've got a couple for this week. The first one is Tyler Shough. He's going to be starting this week. And so as a result, I'm sending him out for any second round pick. Honestly, I probably drafted him with second round picks all this past offseason, but at this point, I'm just getting off of him for a second round pick because the fact that he didn't start the season makes me think that they aren't that terribly confident with him, and I'd rather get some value out of selling some of him for that second round pick. The next one is J.K. Dobbins. I don't know if anybody here listens to J.J. Zacharyson, but I know I do. And when he listed him as a sell, I agreed with all the reasons that he had for listing him as a sell on his 15 transactions this week. So, as a result, J.K. Dobbins, he's right in there worth a second-round pick, and so I'm going out and selling him for a second-round pick as well. Just, if I can get fair value out of him, I'm going to do that. The last one is Bam Knight. Bam Knight, he's been doing pretty well for the Arizona Cardinals these couple weeks that Trey Benson's been out. And unfortunately, we potentially only have one more game where Trey Benson is out. At least from what I can tell from injury reports, it looks like that we might get two games out of Bam Knight. So obviously, if you're a competitor, you're hanging on to Bam Knight. You're filling them, popping them into your lineup, getting those points. But if you are a rebuilder, you need to make sure that you're getting them off your team now. Get whatever value you can out of them. I know that I am more than willing just at this point, okay, yeah, I'll spam out Bam Knight for a third everywhere. But if somebody's offering me a fourth, a fifth, like this is a guy that I picked up off waivers in most of my leagues. So unlike quarterbacks, where I do kind of hold an iron fist and I say, you're giving me a third and I'm taking nothing less, for a running back like Bam Knight, I'm willing to do a fourth or fifth, and I'll likely see him back on waivers at some point in the future anyway if I need to pick him back up. Quarterbacks, I don't necessarily see that as much, so that's why I have a little bit more of an iron fist at the quarterback position. For our tight ends don't matter section this week, we've got three tight ends, and then we have our Darnell Washington from last week. Darnell Washington last week, well, he gave us a big fat zero. Unfortunately, he did not haul in any targets, and so he got zero receptions for 0 yards. First one of this season, it happens. Looking at our options for this week, we've got Tanner Connor, Greg Dulcich, and Jackson Hawes. Tanner Connor and Jackson Hawes are both blockers, and they haven't really run that many routes. Julian Hill, he is out, and so Greg Dulcich is probably going to be the pass catcher there in Miami. However, once again, this is a Thursday night game, and so I can understand if you did not end up grabbing Greg Dulcich before this point, or if you didn't grab Tanner Connor before this point. Personally, I picked up a ton of Tanner Connor on Tuesday, and then kind of thought about it and realized on Thursday morning that I wanted more Greg Dulcich, and it was just too late at that point because most of the waivers run overnight. So as a result, I'm rolling with Tanner Connor this week, and we'll see how he does. I'm hopeful that he'll get at least a couple receptions in this Thursday night game. But I do think at the end of the day, we're probably going to see that like Tanner Connor comes out of it with one reception and Greg Dulcich will probably be the one that has two or three there. That's everything that I have for this week. Make sure you go and check out the Warp Tool at southharmonff.com and go check out the other tool I mentioned at dynastyhelper.com. And if you know of any other sites that aren't the typical Dynasty Daddy, Keep Trade Cut, Fantasy Calc, this Dynasty Helper tool, things like that, that you're using for your leagues, please let me know. I'd love to know what is out there, because basically I'm just on the search for what I can use to help me manage the fact that I have 50 different sleeper leagues, and I need to make decisions in all of them. That's all I have for this week. As always, make sure to stay sharp and keep grinding that edge. I'll see you next week.